Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hey, news, just got word. The new Memphis Sports Hall of Fame class, the 2025 class, has just been announced. How about that? Got the note right here. Here's the list, full of familiar names. Appreciate Brad sending it over. Tony Allen, former Grizzly. Tommy Buford. Matt Cain, the Major League Baseball pitcher. I had to get him out. I think he's in, I want to tell you, he's in the Giants. Might be in the Giants Ring of Fame. I know he won a couple of World Series out there. I think Fred Horton, the former BT Washington head coach. Joy Lee McNellis, the former Memphis women's basketball coach. Bubba Luckett, CBHS head coach. Curtis Persons Sr., Lucy Wiener, Kerry Yerty, and Sputnik Monroe is getting the John Stamm J.J. Ganazzo Legacy Award winner, just to get all the names on the list off. And obviously we can go back through, but right there at the top, a man who just had his number, or at least his jersey, lifted to the rafters of FedEx Forum last year, Tony Allen. And that makes a lot of sense. I'm trying to think, who are there members of that core four already in there? I wanted to, maybe Zeebo's already in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me. We've done a couple of these now for the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. I got a chance to go last year, first time to the bank.
Yeah, Zeebo's in.
Yeah, Jarvis Greer was put in. I think I want to tell you Zeebo went in last year.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah. And but my man Ken Bennett, the longtime chaplain of the University of Memphis Tiger basketball team, was inducted last year. I got a chance to go down there. And yeah, remember Zeebo having the Zeebo having the speech.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. Congrats to all the inductees. You know. Another year of no Calkins. But maybe someday.
Calkins is actually, like, I think part of the committee.
Right.
Of picking these guys. I don't know that you can pick yourself.
Yeah, plus you
so
probably...
So it's going to take you getting on the committee and you know, eventually.
Yeah.
And then nominating him.
It's quite the undertaking, right? Because you always feel like you're leaving somebody off. Just one more time, can you read through for our audience?
Yes. Tony Allen, Tommy Buford, Matt Cain, Fred Horton, Joy Lee McNellis, Bubba Luckett, Sputnik Monroe, Curtis Persons Sr., Lucy Wiener, and Kerry Yerty.
There you go. Anybody that like jumps out at like should have been on there that is not yet, I don't know, that's the hard part.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm looking at the list of prior inductees. You're going to have eventually all of the core four, right? Because
yep.
As you've said,
yep.
You got Zach Randolph's right here at the top of the list, but
yep.
Reggie White's in, Jarvis Greer, Hubie, Penny, Larry, Michael Heisley, Jerry the King Lawler, Tim McCarver,
yep.
Nicky McRae Pinson. I want to tell you that Penny, yeah, we mentioned Penny. Andre Turner, I think, went in last year as
okay,
well.
Yeah.
So there are more deserving, obviously, but you've got a nice start to to the legacy of Memphis sports in terms of these names and what they bring to the table.
Will Cedric Coward be a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer?
It's a good question.
Y'all remember him? The Grizzly draft pick who's a cross between Kobe, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Kareem Abdul Jabbar, Magic Johnson, John Stockton, and Jason Tatum.
Going to be a lot to, got a lot to get done beforhand.
Got to play.
Ja Morant.
Ja is interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, like is he on pace right now, would you say?
On pace, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, you got a lot of those guys that, you know, we talked about, you know, Andre Turner, Bingo Smith, Zeebo, Reggie White last year. They were 2024. So, you know, you got some time. You know, I don't think there's like a lot of egregious names that are out there off the top of my head.
What about Mike Miller?
I think he should be in the conversation for sure.
I figured for you that'd be a name that you're gonna.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. Like, I mean, how many you know, people have played here and coached here, you know, and helped land number one recruiting classes. And
there are still Grizzlies records he holds, right?
Yeah, I mean, and he's in.
Figured you'd know them.
And he's like, was it most points in a game, right? Or did Ja break? No, Ja broke that finally, mercifully. It got broken like 2 years ago. But I'm sure like three-pointers in a game he holds or whatever. But I don't know. You know, Mike Conley broke a lot of those too. I mean, Mike broke those. I know Ja had the – didn't Ja have a 60-point game or something like that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Against the Spurs maybe?
That sounds reasonable.
Something like that. Yeah, he had 52. Was that more than Mike? What did Mike have, like 48 or something? Yeah, I think that's about right. But I think that's the high right now. We do not have a 60-point game in the history of the Grizzlies franchise. Will Cedric Coward be the first to get it?
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.